In the 5-4 decision, the court ruled that same-sex couples have a right to marry under the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. Governor John Hickenlooper issued a statement saying he celebrates with the country and that equal dignity and equal rights prevailed. Other Democrats are also cheering the ruling.
I'm ecstatic. I mean, I think it's wonderful that we have finally affirmed in the United States that everyone has a constitutional right to spend their lives with the people that they love.
That's Democratic Representative Dominic Moreno of Commerce City. He himself is gay and says the issue of same-sex marriage and LGBT rights is part of what drove him to public office.
I'm happy that we are not piecemealing this progress anymore, right? It's always been civil unions. It's been domestic partnerships, parent adoption. It's been, you know, all these different things that are different versions of all the benefits that come with marriage.
Public opinion on the issue of gay marriage has shifted rapidly. Just 9 years ago, Colorado voters passed a constitutional amendment defining marriage as a union between one man and one woman. But last fall, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, which has jurisdiction over Colorado, ruled that Oklahoma's and Utah's gay marriage bans were illegal. That decision extended same-sex marriage recognition to Colorado.
We as a culture have lost sight of what marriage is, and now the Supreme Court has followed suit.
Republican State Senator Kevin Lundberg of Berthoud says the Supreme Court ruling hasn't changed his view that marriage was created by God and should be between a man and a woman. He says the court had no business weighing in and that it lacks moral authority.
Will we force religious institutions, including churches, to live by this supposed change in moral standards? I see it as a tremendous threat to the First Amendment, not only in religious liberty, but in free speech.
Fellow Republican colleague Senator Kent Lambert of Colorado Springs agrees and says the court should have left the decision up to individual states.
What they're saying is that the people of the United States, like in Roe v. Wade, like in decisions on Obamacare, don't matter anymore. I think it's a huge disenfranchisement of the role of the states.
For his part, Moreno and other Democrats say they're glad the issue was settled legally. Moreno thinks it's understandable to have some pushback, but he says the times are changing and there's been a huge paradigm shift.
Public support has continued to grow for this issue, and I think it's only going to solidify that public support now. And, you know, I think in a few years, this is going to be a total non-issue and people will be adjusted and to the idea.
Legislators say the biggest challenge going forward will be reconciling the ruling with religious liberties. They will need to draw a fine line between not infringing on someone's religious beliefs while at the same time making sure a class of people is not discriminated against. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.